The following Paige Joseph Prince Ministries program is brought to you by our Grace Legacy Builders.
Today with Joseph Prince.
Once your eyes and focus and priorities in life is on the one, the Son of God, who is above the Son, amen, you'll be fulfilled. Who does the preacher, the leader, point to? I don't think I'm a good pointer, but I endeavor by the grace of God down through the years to point to Jesus Christ. To tell you, don't look at me, look at Him. Don't look at the leaders here, look at Him. It's always about Jesus. My sermons is all about Jesus. The church is all about imperfect people, but a perfect Savior who loves us, and He loves us perfectly. And His perfect love casts out every fear. Amen.
The revelation that Joseph Prince preaches about communion has just completely revolutionized my life. And as I see Jesus on that cross, He doesn't have rheumatoid arthritis, neither do I. I feel so good to be pain-free. Every day was so painful until I got freedom.
If the gospel of grace has impacted your life, I would like to invite you to join us as a Grace Legacy Builder. Let's advance the gospel of grace together. Visit the link on your screen to be part of leaving a legacy of grace today.
You know, I'm so glad, I'm so proud of our pastors and leaders that God is raising. And we have new pastors being raised, and we are having new leaders coming into the church. People, the leaders are here to serve you. Okay, the pastors and leaders, we don't see ourselves, and that's how it should be, above you, right? Serving you like this. We see ourselves underneath you, pushing you up towards the Lord. Amen. And you need to know that there are gifts, there are impartations of different kinds of anointings, different ones. Like you see Pastor Lawrence, he has a different anointing. Every time he comes up, you cannot stop that gentle anointing. Amen? I mean, he and Pastor Joel Osteen, I mean, they can cry, you know? I mean, they are very tender-hearted, you know? And you don't want him to become that preacher who says, and I'm telling you, the fire of God's judgment. He cannot do that kind of preaching, right? Not? Amen? But you see the variety. You see the different gifts that the body of Christ has. Amen? And that's a reflection also of your gifts and your callings. Each one of you, you were birthed into this world with a purpose and a calling.
Amen.
I want to really impress that on you, because I want you to not find your purpose and calling later in life. It'd be too late. Yes, God can restore the years, but you missed out on what could have been. You know, there's a saying that you climb the ladder of success. Make sure that the ladder of success that you climb to the top is on the right building. No point climbing a long, right, tall ladder all the way up. It's a long way up. And then finally you find yourself on top, but the wrong building. Amen? And the years have passed. And I feel that you need to know your calling. You need to know your purpose. And the calling is given, like the Apostle Paul says, God separated me in my mother's womb to reveal His Son in me. And yet the Apostle Paul, you find him chasing down believers, thinking that he's doing God's service by killing Christians or bringing them, throwing them into the dungeons, into the prisons. And he's thinking that he's doing God's service, because these grace people, they are just advocating lawlessness. Amen? We keep the law. And we need to stop these people. And he doesn't realize that he was coming against the Lord. And when the Lord appeared to him, the Lord says, it's hard for you to kick against the goats. The goats are the instruments that they use to prod a bullock from moving on the field. It's a sharp goat. I shared some time back that in the book of Judges, God used simple things, and Shamgar used an ox goat to defeat all the enemies. What is that like for us today? How do you apply that? A simple word to your child. Amen. If it's an ox goat, amen, we'll prod him, direct him to the right direction. But many of us, we despise small things. What are words? You know, words are just, you know, words have no power. My words have no power over my children. My words have no power in the place where I work. You know, people ignore my words. It's time for us to stop thinking that way and believe that God will make your words as ox goads. Amen?
Amen?
Amen? Amen. So, he started pursuing the Apostle Paul, who was then Saul, thinking that he's doing God's service. But you can see that all the gift things are already showing up, but in the wrong direction. Amen? He grew up at the feet of Gamaliel, the best rabbi at that time, and he wanted to learn about the Word of God. Why? Because there is a teacher, there's an apostle in the making. Right? But his ladder was on the wrong building. Amen? He didn't believe Jesus is the Messiah, the Savior of the world, and God had to deal with him. So when the Lord met him, the Lord says, it's hard for you to kick against the goats. Try your best. Something sharp, a knife, kick against it. You only hurt yourself. So a lot of people think that, you know, they hurt the cause of Christ. They hurt Christ when they blaspheme and all that, or they use the name of Jesus in vain. You only hurt yourself. The Lord cannot be hurt. He can touch a leper, and he doesn't catch what the leper has. The leper catches his healing. He cannot be affected or be defiled. Amen. So you use the Lord's name in vain. You see your friends doing it, whatever. They are hurting themselves. Amen. Because angels, they revere that name. They honor that name. You know, I sometimes feel like if there's too much of the name of Jesus being taken in vain in a movie, I just walk out. I've done that. If there's too much of, you know, that kind of blasphemies, you know, I just walk out. And I honestly, church, you might think that I'm splitting hairs here, but I think Christians should not say OMG. The world can. But honestly, you know, by taking the name of the Lord in vain, unless you're using God's name for a purpose, why are you using the expression of the world? Find another expression. Ho, 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 ho. All of a sudden, got so quiet. No, amen. See, some of that. Oh. Okay, try another one. Oh, my Joseph. Try. You can take my name however you want. And, oh, my Lawrence. Amen. So, just like the Apostle Paul, there are people who are, they love ministering to the kids. They might be studying psychology for kids in school, right? Mental health and things like psychiatric studies. It's because there's a calling to join Rock Kids. Amen. And you'll find your fulfillment in life in your calling, in that purpose for which God birthed you into this world.
Amen.
And you know what? It will not be a struggle, because if God calls you into the area, God has equipped you with all the gifts, the anointings, with all the charismatas that go with it. Take my advice. There's a book called Ecclesiastes, and it starts off by saying the son of David, king of Jerusalem. Who is that? Solomon. So why is that book there? That book, when you read that book, you can get depressed. If you don't know the purpose for that book, you'll get depressed, because it starts off by saying, and remember, when you study the Bible, the key to the book of the Bible, what the Bible, that book is all about, whether it's Ephesians, whether it's Genesis, the key is always at the door. The first few lines, the first chapter, the key is there. Like Genesis, what is it all about? In the beginning, God created that. So it's all about the book of Genesis, beginnings, the beginnings. Amen? So, likewise for Ecclesiastes, in Hebrew, Kohelet, which is preacher, a preacher. But then it starts off by saying, the key is vanity of vanities, all is vanity. What an opening. That means in Hebrew, Havel is vanity, empty, empty. Take it from someone. This book is there for a purpose. It is showing you, if ever there was a man who has achieved everything, whose cup of the world, pleasures, worldly pleasures, and anything that you can enjoy in this earth, this side of heaven, and he has the ability, because of his position And he was the most powerful king at that time. And his domain was such that he extended the farthest ever for Israel, all the way to River Euphrates in Babylon, and all the way to Israel. And his domain, his power was so vast, and his wisdom was so admired. People came from the Far East to come all the way there. And then the Bible says that even the kings of the East look up to him. His wisdom was far exceeding the kings of the East. And the wise men of the East, think about all the wise men of China at that time, of names of, that y'all can just quote, you know, we still read some of their books and all that. And even in history, we know about them. Well, wisdom of Solomon exceeds all that because he asked God for wisdom. So think about a man who has wisdom, who masters all the languages. And in Ecclesiastes, he says that, I tried singing, I tried music to find fulfillment there. All right? He said that, it gave me nothing. Vanity is empty. I tried. Now, in terms of fulfillment, right? God gives all music and things like this for us in our lives to enjoy. Amen? But not to find fulfillment in. So, it starts by vanity of vanities. Another phrase that appears often besides vanity of vanities is under the sun. Under the sun. So, remember this. The next book is Song of Songs. It's about the one who is above the sun. Once your eyes and focus and priorities in life is on the one, the Son of God, who is above the sun, amen, you'll be fulfilled. He tried everything. He is a man. You know, he wants something. He says that in Ecclesiastes. He wants something, he'll get it. Amen. He has 700 wives and 300 concubines. That's 1,000 women. 1 year. Work out the math. Imagine the mother-in-laws he has. That part isn't the wisdom of God operating. So he has the wisdom. And you'll see that. Yet at the same time, there's a natural wisdom. And then he says that as a man, there's never been a man who can try anything and everything. He was the most powerful. He made his own law. Even the richest man today is bound by the laws of the land. He can't just go in, you know. But he had everything and anything. He tried everything, he said. He tried horticulture. He tried buildings. Everything came to emptiness, he said. So the book is there for all of us to learn. Because sometimes, as a guy, we start thinking, I want to achieve this. Then I'll be fulfilled. If I make X amount of dollars in my life, this is my financial statement, then I'll rest. I'll be happy. And the Bible says Jesus shared a parable about such a person who built, and then Jesus says, but that night, God says, he said, I'll build greater barns. He's planning without God in his mind. And the Lord says that God appeared to him and says, thou fool, this night your soul shall be required of you. Think about it. Ecclesiastes is basically telling us, what does it profit a man if he gains the whole world, but he loses his soul? Amen? But when he looks at the one, he said, everything is vexation of spirit. But then he's looking within himself. He's looking at all the earthly pleasures. And don't misunderstand. Many of these earthly pleasures and like food and all that's given by God. Amen. But he had access to all of them. He looks for fulfillment in them. And he came up by saying, it's all empty. But in the next book, it's a Song of Songs. Why is it a Song of Songs? It's a song that's, Song of Songs means a song beyond any other song. All your love songs that you sing, boy-girl songs, romantic songs, it's not at that level. This song is song about all songs. Amen. Why? Because it's a song about the Son of God. Amen. And His love for you. It's a romantic and lovely song. Amen. It starts off by, let him kiss me with the kisses of his mouth. Amen? So it is like, let me experience his love, his personal love. That's when you find the fulfillment in life. Amen. So don't make the same mistake, you know? You by the time you arrive, 60 years old, 60 plus, you say, oh, I got my financial statement there already. Amen? I can rest. And then you find that you got other battles, maybe health-wise. And now you're trying to use all the money you made to get back the health you lost. Vanity of vanities. Amen? Enjoy the Lord now. Amen? Amen. Find out more about Him now. Amen. He's the only one who can. He comes to us saying that, I am the water of life. He told that woman at the well, you drink this water, you'll thirst again. And by that, she knew what he meant because she was looking for love in all the wrong places. Amen? But did God give us relationship? Yes. In the beginning, the Bible says, God made male and female. Amen? And a man shall leave his father and mother, and they two shall become one flesh. God ordained marriage. So marriage is of God. Right? But God is telling us, even in your marriage, and this is the key to having a successful marriage, is actually not look to your spouse to fulfill your innermost desires. Yes, there are other desires you have, other wants and all that, but look to the Lord for only what the Lord can give. Amen? Don't make your spouse your God. I pity those who don't have the Lord. Because they look at their spouse and they draw from their spouse, and the spouse also draw back from them. So they can't get it, they hammer them verbally. And then they can't get it, they hammer back, you know. Because they are drawing, they are looking to each other. Why they can be so hurt by each other is because they are looking to each other for the fulfillment. And when it's thwarted, they don't receive what they want to receive, they transfer that to their spouse. It's because of her. I need a new spouse. You get a new spouse, guess what? The problem is still there. Amen? Because you are still there. Okay, Pastor Prince, start preaching, Pastor. Wait, let me mess up first. I'm standing on your foot. I just want to stand there for a while. I just want to tell you. It's for your church. This is what, you know, studying the Word of God is all about. Don't pursue things just to make money. Are you sure that if you have the extra million, okay, another 5 million, now million is nothing. Oh, I want a billion. You sure? You'll be happy? You sure? I mean, there's a guy who is worth more than a billion. To date, he's still probably trillionaire. But maybe more than that based on, inflation and all that. You look at Solomon, he's the richest man in history. If he's here today, he's richer than Elon Musk. Plus no restriction. He was king. Absolute sovereign on the throne. By his word, a man can die. By his word, a man can be saved. In those days, like Nebuchadnezzar, sovereign. You think about it, people. The purpose, the calling, the destiny that God has for you. It's a beautiful destiny. Flow in it. Can I have a good amen? Amen? Praise the Lord. Now, Matthew 11, Jesus said, come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden. Now, he's not talking about a day of rest. He's talking about the person of rest. Come to me. Come to who? Him. He didn't say come to religion. Some people make Christianity into a religion. No, he says, come to me. It's the real presence of the Lord. Do you know the Lord is here right now? I'm telling you, the Lord is here right now. Amen? And that's why, as the word goes forth, things happen. Like the testimonies that you read, you hear, being shared. We have all these testimonies on our website. You can read all about it. Go to josephprince.com and, you know, you can read all the, even more testimonies that's happening. And it's happening constantly. Remember, Jesus says, by their fruits you shall know them. If ever you hear bad things about your pastor, in case you're here, you'll never hear one. In this world of social media. But ever you hear, ask yourself this, the one who is sharing, who is that person? Do I know the person? Has the person impacted and changed my life? You see, one thing Jesus says, Jesus didn't say, all right, by their great social media or by their good relationship or by their appearance and all that. By their fruits, the fruit of that ministry, you shall know them. How do I know his interpretation? There's so many interpretations in the world. Yeah, everyone has their privilege to interpret the word of God. But if you see the focus, amen, is it on the word? Is it on the person of Jesus? Now, sometimes you hear your church is a cult church. You ever hear that? No, you never hear that. Not today's world. Amen? But just in case you hear that, all right? The number one, cult means something that is a deviant, not the mainstream teaching, okay? Remember this, a cult number one thing about the cult is this. The leader will always point things to himself, that he is the Messiah. He is the leader. He is the one, you know, with only the gifts that y'all must come and revolve. And he actually craved worship. Every cult leader does that. The cult leader will never point to Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
So when you hear things, sometimes ask yourself, where do you come from? Has that person transformed your life? If that person has a ministry, by their fruits, check their fruits, how much fruits they have.
Yep.
If God is working in his life, God, there will be track records of God's miracles and works.
Yep.
Especially in transformed lives.
Come on. Amen.
Have you fallen in love with Jesus more? Or with Pastor Lawrence? And if you do fall in love with Pastor Lien, write to the office. We celebrate you. Okay? So ask yourself, who is it pointing to? Who does the preacher, the leader, point to? I don't think I'm a good pointer, but I endeavor by the grace of God down through the years to point to Jesus Christ. To tell you, don't look at me, look at him. Don't look at the leaders here, look at him. It's always about Jesus. My sermons is all about Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. I endeavor. Okay? Now, sometimes the accusation comes from people who have been corrected, but they leave church. Now, always be careful. When people are corrected, they should remain. Because part of love is correction. Imagine your son come to you and say, "You correct me, I leave church." Amen. No, your son should feel, and they will come to a place as they grow older, they are grateful you corrected them. Thank you that you love me enough that you know, some of my friends' parents don't even care what they do. But I remember, Mom, Dad, you corrected me. That's why I'm on the straight and narrow. Praise the Lord. That's why my life is successful. That's why I'm in church, serving the Lord. And my life is full of peace. And I look at my friends, some of them are in jail, some of them in all kinds of, you know, and they're stone drunk almost every weekend. Their relationship always changing. By their fruits you shall know them. So ask yourself, when people are corrected, listen, you might think some people out there are with us, right? But we are against them. No. When you read things like, you know, why these people leave church and all that, or they put on social media, there's a real story why I got also my own media I can put out there, why they really left. But I'm not going to put it there. Why? It's not nice for that person. It's not right. It's not Christian love. So, would you listen to someone who has bitterness in their hearts? Ask yourself, you are not a garbage truck that people dump their poison on. All right, listen to them. Now, I'm talking about people who have poison. All right, if you spend time with them, there's poison coming out. All right, they're disparaging your leaders. They're disparaging. Why? Because they need to cut down your leaders to have influence with you. So watch out for that. All right, is this coming from a bitter place? If it's coming from a good place, never mind. Of course, we welcome that. We are not perfect. Amen? Our church is not perfect. The moment you step in, it became imperfect. All right? And for that information, right, the moment the pastors are here is imperfect. And if you go to another church, I'm looking for a better church. The moment you step in, it becomes imperfect. All right? So the church is all about imperfect people, but a perfect Savior who loves us. And He loves us perfectly. And His perfect love casts out every fear. Amen?
Dear friends, I'm so glad you tune in today. I want to share with you how praying in tongues can unleash God's power in your life. There are times we are confronted by situations and we don't know how to pray. It might be a loved one who is unwell or a difficult financial challenge. My friend, I want to encourage you with a special teaching kit to help you learn about speaking in tongues. In this kit is a powerful booklet about the many benefits of praying in the Spirit. When you pray in tongues, you release rivers of living water into your challenging situations.
This month, we're giving you Joseph's powerful teaching series and a bonus book on praying in tongues for your gift of any amount to the ministry. And for a gift of $75 or more, you'll receive this specially curated set that will give you a deeper understanding of the benefits of praying in the Spirit. Call now and you'll also receive this teaching series as a digital video resource. Thank you for your gift that allows us to reach even more people with the gospel of grace. Visit josephprince.org or call us toll-free at 877-901-4300.
As you worship the Lord, God fights your battles. Worship in Greek is pros kunio. Pros is to come close. Kunio, kiss. When we worship God, we are coming close to God to kiss.
I believe that there is a corporate anointing whenever we come together to worship the Lord as the body of Christ, even online. So if you're looking to be part of a community of grace believers, join us for service every Sunday. God bless you, and I'll see you online for church this weekend.
Join our digital service every Sunday at graceravonline.com. Next on Joseph Prince.
No one could keep the law, right? No one. I'm telling you, no one. Even those who fight for the law, they cannot keep the law. And the Bible says, cursed is everyone who continues not. It's not starting the, I'm trying to keep the law, but if I fail, God understand. No, no, it says who continues not. Cursed is everyone who continues not in all things which are written in the book of the law to do them. So don't think about being under the law. Thank God you're under grace. Does that mean that we don't have the morality? No, no, of course we have, in fact, morality that is even you're not conscious of. It's called the fruit of the Spirit. Love, joy, peace, gentleness, even self-control is a fruit. So Jesus stood before the people who are struggling under this, you know, this burden of trying to please God, and they've been hip up with all these laws and even man-made laws as well, and they are heavy laden, and Jesus says, come unto me and I will give you rest. Jesus increased in wisdom and stature, in favor with God and with men. There's a good prayer to pray for your children. Jesus, knowing all things has been given to him from the Father, knowing his purpose in life, that he came from the Father, he's going back to the Father, he rose up in the upper room, all right, and washed the disciples' feet. Only people who are secure, people who know who they are in Christ, people who know that they have received from the Father, can afford to serve, can afford to give.
Help us proclaim the life-changing gospel of grace far and wide. Join us as a Grace Legacy Builder. You can make a real difference in the lives of many today. Visit josephprince.org or call 877-901-4300 to find out more. Joseph Prince Ministries is a Section 501(c)(3) nonprofit organization, and your gift is tax deductible for the amount that exceeds any fair market value of the materials you receive from us. Preceding paid program is brought to you by our Grace Legacy Builders. Thank you for helping us proclaim the gospel of grace around the world.